follow the messages on screen, the written audio of natural navigation becomes available. This station will now stream on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Especially today.
How goes it, Cameron?
It's going. Going real well.
Can you let the fine folks know what is going on today?
I'm glad you moved that. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about self-defense 101.
Yeah, well, 101 is the first. And this is a momentous and glorious occasion on the podcast.
First of ever times.
Yeah, first time we've ever had a guest. And this guest is actually in here. Say hi, Chris.
Hello.
Come in a little better. Yeah.
What do I do with my hands?
Yeah, we have a good friend here, Chris.
What do I do with my voice?
Who will be helping out on this podcast, but we're going to get to that later. Guys,
shut up.
Yeah, so don't say a word until we talk
to
you, all right?
We're going to review it later.
Guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. We love our sponsor, TacPack. We really love them. Chris loves them, too. You can tell. I can see it in his eyes.
Listener. Reviews starts now.
I'm going to let you take this, bro.
You got it.
Go.
5 stars. Listener review. Jared Dottie.
No, you're on the wrong one.
Oh, am I?
Let me take
podcast?
It. You're on the wrong podcast. So, we've already done Jared.
Hey, Jared. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So,
it didn't sink. I'm sorry.
Five
about
stars.
That.
This is from iTunes. Alec Urich MacBook. His last name is MacBook, apparently.
That's
for the new
pretty
listener.
Sweet last name.
I know, man.
Change it.
Yeah.
I would sue Apple.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. So he says, city slickers, urban dwellers, suburbanites, rejoice. Now your socialism riddled public education to depend on the government to take care of you can be momentarily supplemented by solid advice, product info, and all the subscription boxes you can shake a safe space measuring stick at. These boys will have you sounding like you knew what to do before you got yourself into a bad spot. That was good.
That was really
good. Did you like it?
Looks like a text.
It does kind of look like a text, huh, the way it is in there.
Just now. Just now.
But thank you, Alec Urich MacBook. We appreciate you. And if you guys want to be part of this segment, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, and go to Amazon and leave us a 5-star review. But make it freaking sweet, because if it's not sweet, we're not going to read it.
I want to be part of this part, too. I'll just prepare better next time.
Fantastic.
Social media shout out.
How about I let you take... No, I'm going to take this.
You probably don't want that.
No. So social media shout out. @_daily_survival_.
How many?
There's 3 underscores in there. They're on Instagram. They have really cool survival info. Like really cool like EDC dumps. Just freaking cool stuff, man. So go check them out.
I will.
You haven't checked them out yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well you need to.
I bet you I have.
You need to.
I bet you I just didn't notice.
You just didn't even know.
It's a mad, mad world.
Well, you want me to tell you something real exciting?
I'm excited to hear what you got to say.
I don't know if anybody knows about like hurricanes and tropical storms.
Earthquake-a-canes.
I'm just going to bring it up again.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's a tropical storm going on in Louisiana right now.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what you got.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I appreciate you coming prepared.
I love how Korea and stuff's like on the back burner.
I know.
Oh, they're going to shoot a... You know, we're going to shoot a nuke out into the ocean. Yeah. You know what? But we got more stuff.
But it's really windy and rainy. So let's not worry about it. You know?
I bet that rocket won't even fire over here and just get blown away.
Did that hurricane do stuff and then won't even worry about it now. Yeah.
So, anyways, prepare yourself because there's a tropical storm coming to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was all I prepared.
So mine was the Vegas shooter.
Well, why do you think I didn't prepare much? Because
I don't
you
know.
You took the best, most not the best thing,
the,
but
it's the best thing that happened in the last 2 weeks.
Not the best thing. That's the way more important thing. Okay.
Yeah. So Vegas shooter. A lot of people died. A lot of people got hurt. That was a bad deal. But it obviously, it's something for us to think about when we're going into these places where...
Concerts? I ain't ever going to a concert.
I ain't going to see no Jason Aldean ever. You almost can't make fun of this because it's too. So anyway, it's just, you know, if you're going to places like that, make sure that you have some situational awareness. You know where the exit is. You know where some concealment is and where some cover is, because people might start shooting at you.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be shot at. Being shot at is bad.
That'd be freaking horrible.
It would be. It'd be freaking horrible, just like you said.
You got 48 floors, every window. Okay.
We're good to go.
Just be behind a bunch of fat people.
Find the fattest person around and hide. Concealment
and
cover. I
even offended homie on that one.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not going to finish this podcast.
I thought this was a different kind of podcast. I'm not
guys
coming back.
Real jerks.
Anyways, okay, so let's get going. Let's get doing what we do.
Let's get on getting on.
So today we're talking about self-defense. And as we said, we brought on a very good friend of ours, who happens to be my brother-in-law, Chris. How goes it, Chris?
Good.
So, so Chris.
Man, so much ambition.
Yeah, your energy is just electrifying.
Turn down his mic a bit.
Yeah, turn down.
A little too much excitement.
So we brought Chris on because he has a little more, he has more knowledge on this than, because we have no idea what we're talking
much
about.
Much more firepower in his fists.
So maybe you could just take like a minute or like 30 seconds and tell us why, what your background is, why you know anything in this subject.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Just
don't
tell
worry
the people.
About being prideful. Okay.
Yeah, just say it.
We want our listeners to know that you're a bad A.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk?
Okay, yes. And
should I go now?
And go.
Go, go, go. Yes.
But really talk yourself up on this one.
But wait, now?
Now. Now's the time.
Okay. I know a little bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah.
I've done some boxing, some jiu-jitsu, some kickboxing, some wrestling.
Oh, man.
Mm.
And that's about it.
That's about it.
That's
so
about, that was like 10 seconds.
We want to thank Chris for coming out.
Appreciate that.
This is going to be a great podcast,
so
guys.
You were like a Golden Glove boxer, right? I mean, pretty much. And you used to coach.
Yeah, I coached boxing.
Boxing. You coached MMA.
MMA fighters.
MMA fighters, yeah. You didn't coach all of MMA. Just individual MMA fighters.
No, just individuals.
Yeah. So obviously you've been doing this for a long time, since you were like a wee lad, right?
Yeah. Young.
A wee boxing lad.
A wee boxing lad.
A wee boxing lad. So anyways, so we brought him on to kind of help us, to guide us through the crazy and wonderful world of apocalyptic self-defense. And so we're not exactly talking about too much as far as guns. And I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit, but this is mostly like the hand-to-hand stuff. And so that's why we brought him on, because, you know, I couldn't beat up my wife if I had to.
Man, the only fight I got into was in sixth grade.
Really?
Out, yep.
And she kicked your ass.
No, the kid swung, and I avoided it,
yeah.
And then I swung back and just slapped him.
Like, no way.
The just fist slapped. Just came apart.
So I've hit one person in the face, and it was actually defending your wife's honor on the bus.
Oh,
so
nice.
There's this kid, he was making fun of my sister. And I was like pissed off, and I didn't say anything at the time. So the kid is sitting up
was
in front of me.
Was it the bus driver?
It wasn't the bus driver. This is like 300-pound woman.
Punch him in the ear.
Freaking cup his ears on the way through. No, it was...
open the door.
Yeah, this kid, he's making fun of me, and I didn't say anything. I was just like pissed. I was fuming the whole ride home. And as I was walking out, I turned around and just freaking clocked him as hard as I could. He just looked at me. He didn't even do anything. I'm like, well, I could do that again. That was easy.
That's right. Walk right. off the bus.
Walk off, like, high-five my sister, and we go inside and freaking watch Ninja Turtles.
Right. Give me my JanSport. I'm out of here.
I ain't use no JanSport.
Give me my bug-out bag. You're
that's a true story. I wonder if she even remembers that, but that's a true story. Sorry, Stanley Ricks. I'm sorry.
Sister,
I punched him.
Your sister was present.
Yeah, she was there. Well, she was
she
on the bus.
She was getting made fun of right then.
Well, it was, like I said, it was immediately, like, afterwards when
I got
up. So, anyways.
Sweet, good job.
Hit and run.
It was a hit and run.
I bet your sister forgot that.
She probably
wiped
did.
That out. Ooh.
Yeah.
No, one time he pissed on my head. That's all I remember.
She's never forgetting that.
I know. Anyways. So, moving on. So, we're going to talk about self-defense.
I'm interested in that.
That happened. So. This podcast is getting out of hand.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about... So the first thing that we want to talk about, the most important thing with self-defense...
Is the number one thing that I will do.
What's that?
It's avoidance.
Avoidance.
I'm getting the freak out of there.
Everybody should do.
Yeah. I mean, because really, there's no reason. If you don't have to, avoiding it is probably the best option, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I'd say don't get in a fight unless you're getting paid for it.
Unless you're getting paid for it. And in the apocalypse, you probably aren't going to be getting paid for it.
Right.
I wouldn't think so, unless there's
it's
like
just
some...
avoidance of injury. I mean,
yeah,
it costs so much. It's a lot of effort and a lot of supplies to repair a face, you know? Yeah. You just don't want to do it. And that will be my own face. And,
and that's probably...
I'm the only skilled medical professional in my group.
Yeah.
So. Your face is probably the least of your concerns,
Yeah, it probably is, yeah. I mean, I don't want to waste that suture on your stupid upper lip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, so I guess avoidance is probably something everybody should think about. I mean, in everyday life, and especially in the apocalypse, because like Cam said, you know, supplies are thin and freaking, there's not a lot of medical professionals around, right?
Just super glue your whole face.
Yeah.
Eye shut.
That's possible.
Mouth shut.
I'm not sure why we're talking about that, but yes, that's
just
possible.
Just saying, that's medical supply that you would use.
Sure.
Just glue your whole
just
face.
Just super glue.
Sure. Yeah. So avoidance, you
shut
know,
up, that super glue saved your life.
It did. Okay. So avoiding a fight, you know, pretty much at all costs. I mean, it's just not worth getting injured to make yourself look like you're a big man or something like that, right? I mean, really.
Just get in your big truck with your big tires.
Exactly.
Get your big bug out bag and get out of there.
Yeah, just get out of there. I mean, avoiding it at all costs is the number one thing to think about. So, you know, another thing to think about when we talk about self-defense
for me
is it's instinct. I never have to think about it. I'm always avoiding confrontation.
I've got that one down. Trained.
See, that's what you want to do, though. You want to be good at
just leave
these
your
things.
Family and your groups take off. First thing I learned.
I hope my daughters are okay. Just like running down the road.
His number one technique is tripping.
Yeah, I'm going to trip you.
Trip you, so they catch the other guy and he gets away.
Go. Avoidance.
Yeah, so avoid.
I agree, it's number one.
Okay.
It's most important.
Moving on. So the next thing, this one's going to
be hard. This plays a lot into avoidance.
It really does. Being physically fit and having the conditioning so that... Well, yeah, number one, if you have to avoid something, you can run, I guess, right? But also, if you do get in that confrontation, I mean, you know better than I. I've never really... I told you about my fight experience. It lasted all of about 5 seconds. But I'm sure when you get into those fights, your conditioning plays a huge role.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is not being comfortable, so you're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not breathing.
Yeah.
You have no idea how to relax.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so the better shape you're in, the longer you're going to be able to survive or get away.
Right, yeah, either or.
Exactly.
It's like a zombie land, wasn't it, like one of the steps?
Yeah, cardio. That was number one.
Cardio number
it?
One, yeah. Yeah, it was number one.
That was number one.
Yeah.
In zombies aside, I mean, you know, if this goes into more than just self-defense. I mean, pretty much every aspect of prepping and survival, you have to be, you can't be 300 pounds and not be able to walk to, you know, the other end of your house. How are you going to survive? Like, really? How are you going to do it?
I don't know. I don't want that person in my group.
Yeah, I don't want that. You're not coming in my group. I don't care how mad your water skills are.
No rolled oats for you, buddy.
Yeah, rolled oats. Oh, man. So, yeah, being physically fit, so having some sort of a regimen where you... I don't know. I mean, running, I guess. Well, I mean, what's the best?
Running. Yeah. I mean, if it's to fight.
Yeah.
I'd say a martial arts training, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get me a marathon runner and put him in a ring with me, and he's going to be tired in 30 seconds.
Because it all comes down to how you train, I'm guessing.
Because he's not comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's you need to do all of it, you know.
Boxers
run. You know, combat athletes, they all run, but... You've got to do the things that you're going to be forced to do in that situation, you know.
Right.
Whatever martial arts or whatever way you decide to go.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be training, you know. When we try and get in conditioning for jiu-jitsu, the best way is do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You know, if you're wrestling, they wrestle. They don't go lift weights. They don't go run. They wrestle.
They wrestle.
You know what I mean? Boxers, they box, you know. And that's how you get comfortable doing those things. Running is great to supplement, you know. Lifting weights is great to supplement. But do the things you're going to be doing when you're in that situation.
Yeah. And that situation scares the crap out of me.
Being more physically fit, does that make you, do you feel like you're more, like, can mentally think through, like, each, you know, do you feel like that helps you I think it helps you not make as many mistakes. To, you know,
it helps you in your confidence.
Engage in
confidence.
Like if I was to go fight somebody today, I would not be confident at all because I'm not in great physical shape. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
But that's because I'm going to be fighting somebody else that's probably trained and is in better shape than I am. So, you know.
Right.
But if I'm fighting somebody on the street, both of you, then
no problem.
Yeah.
That's but you're not going to get me because I'm avoiding.
Right. You're running.
Yes, he's running. He's
but
tripping.
I probably will get caught.
I will get Kobe because you're going to trip him.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Bro.
Uh-huh.
Come on, bro. So that's kind of a good segue into martial arts, some form of martial arts.
Yeah.
Obviously, some are going to be better than others.
Yeah.
And for basic self-defense, I mean, you've done a lot of them. Obviously, you said boxing and jiu-jitsu and wrestling and all that stuff. So if you were going to pick one thing to at least get the basics down of, What form would you kind of go for to, you know, that would give you the upper hand in most situations?
Yeah, in my opinion, the best just is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Because the reason being, it's for smaller people to defend themselves against larger people.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that scares me, because I'm not a big dude.
I'm not either.
You know, none of us obviously are big dudes, and there's big dudes out there, and there's going to be big dudes in the apocalypse, too.
Exactly.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, so you think Brazilian jiu-jitsu is the way to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'd start. I mean, I think for, you know, a lot of the stuff you guys talk about also with prepping and, you know, people having knives and guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Another great one to look into would be like Krav Maga.
Uh-huh.
So
that's like the Israeli
military
stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's all about like, you know, attacking, but defense as well, but a lot of the weapon situations. Although in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, we do a lot of stuff for weapons, you know, gun defense, stab defense, you know, club,
right.
Somebody trying to hit you with the club. So those would be my two suggestions. But for me, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, because I'm a smaller person.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you can hang with a bigger dude if you need to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
So
you can hang.
I'm going to hang in there with damn big dudes. Yeah, so you, at one point, you had mentioned Gracie Combatives.
Gracie Combatives is, I think, online they do, and then also just any...
So you can do it online?
They do classes online. I think it's the brothers, Henner and Horan. They have, like, the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu online. You can watch, like, if you live somewhere rural where you don't have...
Yeah,
you can't get to this. They've got videos online. There's a lot of stuff online. And then any Gracie Jiu-Jitsu facility, they're big on the self-defense aspect of the Jiu-Jitsu. There's a lot of Jiu-Jitsu where it's more focused on the sport aspect, but the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is really focused on the self-defense, and they make it a big part of their curriculum.
See, yeah, that's what I want, just that basic self-defense stuff in case some dude decides, you know, to beat me up. I don't want to be beat up, Cameron. I don't want to be beat up.
I don't either.
So Gracie Combatives, all right, we have to check that out.
Yeah.
I heard that. Well, now you have, man. Well, it was actually in our book, but I'm not gonna say anything.
I read right past it.
You read right past it. So
it's late night reading.
Yeah. So hand to hand basics. So let's say you're standing with some dude wants to come fist fight you, right? So the basics of standing in defense. Just give us, I mean, I know it's kind of hard to say over the podcast, but there are people watching on YouTube as well. What are some really basic things we can do to, like...
I think the first thing would
just punch me in the face if you have to.
Be
punch
like
me.
Spatial awareness, like don't let them get too close to you. Take a step back, put your hands up, hey.
Yeah.
Trying to fuse the situations like is the first thing we learn in jiu-jitsu, you know. If I come up to somebody that wants to fight me and I put my hands in a fighting position, it's on, we're fighting. Whereas if I take a step back, put my hands up,
it kind of helps
calm down the situation. Hey, no problem here, you know.
So don't like Trumpize it as soon as you get in there. Yeah. Don't be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to nuke you or whatever, you know. Don't Trump. That's like President Trump. He's
I
our
know
president.
Who a president is.
Donald.
Yeah. No, okay, that's good. Yeah, yeah. So don't go in there guns a-blazing because.
Right. So are you doing that both for avoidance and surprise attack?
No, avoidance and to get them, you know, to a distance where they can't hurt me. Mm-hmm. You know, if I put my hands up, take a step backwards,
gotcha.
In a situation, they're not going to be close enough to me to hit me. I'm going to be able to react. You run.
Yeah.
In whatever way. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so that would be step one, you know.
Yeah.
Hands up, trying to defuse the situation, you know.
That's, again, kind of going back to number one, avoidance, trying to avoid that confrontation.
Yeah. I mean, in any fight, there's not ever really a winner, you know, unless it's a complete domination, you know, but chances are you're going to get hit, you know, you jump in the water, you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
So
I ain't jumping in the water.
That's the first place I'm running.
Just go run, jump in the river. There's a ditch. You'll never get me in here.
You ain't want to get wet.
Nah.
This isn't science.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that next episode.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so avoid it. What's next? You know, say you're doing that, but the dude's a super douche, and he's really still coming at you. Like,
see, he comes at you, you know.
So weapon free.
Yeah, weapon free. This is hand to hand.
Weapon free, you know. It depends. If he comes at me punching, I'm going to try and block the punch, catch the punch, and get to a position where I'm comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and close the distance, you know. If you've wrestled, you know, if somebody comes at you, is the best time to get a takedown. So as he's walking towards you, if you know how to wrestle, that would be a great time to shoot like a double leg to get a takedown.
A little double or single leg takedown.
Yeah, get a takedown, you know. It's always easier when somebody's coming at you. So that's why you step away and make them come to you.
So you can kind of see what's going to happen.
Right,
you can kind of assess it a little bit.
Yeah, you have time to see what's coming towards you and what's happening, you know.
Nice, yeah.
Okay. So how do you do like single double leg? Like if they're coming at you, you just go right after, right between their legs?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I really don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain. But
yeah.
I mean, okay,
you take what they call a penetrating step. And then you
I'm already interested.
Yeah, let's talk. Is there videos on this somewhere I can watch?
There is. There's men, sweaty, singlets, and you can get as many videos as you want on a penetrating step.
Yeah.
But you take a penetrating step, drop your level, and then, you know, you lock your hands under their butt, you know, and then you shoot it, what they call a double leg, because you wrap your hands around both their legs.
Yeah.
And then you take them to the side.
So you kind of like drive them forward and sideways kind of deal?
You drive into them, and then once you've got close enough and you're deep in your penetrating shot.
Yes, penetrating and butt's all I got out of this.
Keep going. Take them down sideways.
Okay.
So to take them off balance. So
good. You know what? We might have to do a little video series for the folks on this soon.
I need to learn it too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He could just beat the crap out of you and people could watch.
Yeah. And the great thing is, like, the stuff we're talking about, this is all the beginning stuff. You'll learn it.
Yeah.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy, you know?
Yeah.
This is the basics. That's what they teach first, you know, is the self-defense.
Yeah.
So a lot of people I know will just, you know, get a book and think they can read through that. Like, is that even helpful at all?
I mean, I think it's a step ahead of...
Not doing it.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Okay. If you go take one class, you're going to be ahead, I think, you know.
But definitely practicing it and knowing.
Anything.
But you'd still say reading.
Read the book, yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah, guys that fight, they read books all the time. You know, one of the kids, the best kids I trained, he's a super reader, man. He would read every book he could get his hands on. And
cool.
I mean, he could take techniques and put them into effect really quick. I mean, is he a freak? Yeah. You know, but some people learn better by reading. Some people learn visually, you know, so I think it definitely could be effective.
Good. So, okay. So what about, you know, someone's punching your face. What is I mean, really, you're getting punched in the face. How are you going to avoid that? Block it?
What do I do now?
I mean, surprisingly, the safest place to be would be really close to them.
So, you know, try and close the distance.
You want to put your head on their chest.
Okay,
and you know, you're going to try and wrap. Yeah, in jiu-jitsu, I'm going to block your punch. I'm going to put my head on your chest, and I'm going to try and control your arms.
Okay,
because the closer I am to you, the harder it is for you to hit me harder.
Right. Yeah, you can't get leverage, or
exactly.
you can't
hit distance. You need range.
Yeah.
You know? So the closer you are, the safer you are when somebody's trying to punch you. Surprisingly,
I believe it.
So if you keep walking away or going backwards, punches are still coming your way. You know? So.
Okay. Close the distance. Put your head
close
in his
chest. Close the distance. Penetrate. Butthole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Face right up against.
And the nice thing is, if my head's in your chest, my head's below your head. So I have a better base. I'm going to have better balance when we do start wrestling, because he's not just going to stand there.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to be below him.
He's not just going to rub your head when you're right there.
Well, it's okay, buddy.
Yeah. This is over now. This is over now.
You should have chose avoidance, but that's all right.
We're going to cuddle now.
This is just going to last just a second.
I haven't been hugged for so long.
These are shorties.
It's called these rabbit punches. Okay, so that's great. So, offense, like if you're going on the offense and you're, okay, so
So you I've know heard, it's going nowhere.
Yeah.
You're going to have to...
Say this. I've heard this before. So you know that it's going to happen. Like this, you've tried everything to avoid it. You've tried backing away. You know this guy's, like I said, a super douche, and he's coming at you no matter what. Is it better to strike first? Or is it better to let him go? I mean, I don't know. I'm
See
just
what
wondering.
He can do first?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because I'm so pro-avoidance. Yeah. Don't...
I'm just saying, say...
I like it.
You know, I think I'm not going to hit somebody until they try and hit me.
Okay.
And so, because, you know, at that point, you know, nothing's happening. You know,
yeah.
If it's not an apocalypse situation, I didn't cause the fight. I didn't start the fight. I'm not going to be the one in trouble.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, I mean.
Okay. Okay.
If I have to, if I, you know, I'm going to try and kick you in the balls. Gonna, you know, I'm going to do the worst thing I can to you. I'm going to try and hit you in the throat.
I like the, yeah.
You know,
like,
I mean.
Prison rules, man.
If it's a fight and it's me or you, you know, there are no rules.
Especially if
gouge eyes, go for eyes, go for throat.
I mean, if it gets to that point. But I think, you know, if you learn some self-defense, you learn some techniques, you can neutralize somebody without having to hurt them.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's the best thing. Like, you know, I can put you in a position where I'm on top of you, I'm controlling you, you can't hurt me, I'm not hurting
get
you,
them to,
and I'm not, I
done.
Can calm the situation down, absolutely, yeah.
And maybe you can wait for somebody else to show up, and
yeah, somebody,
stuff to
other
chill.
People come break it up,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best thing, you know, and that's the great thing, again, about jiu-jitsu is I can take you down, put you in a position where I can calm the situation down, you know. Is it always going to work? No. There's people that are, you know, going to fight, but I mean, you know, I've... instructors and professors, they tell you stories about getting in fights and, you know, they'll practically break somebody's arm or be in a position where they could.
Yeah.
And then they'll, everybody will come to defuse the situation and they'll let the guy go and the guy will come at him again.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, it's tough, you know, cause sometimes you just want to break their arm, you know, break their nose and hurt them really bad. But I think, you know, that's not ultimately the best way. I mean, even punching somebody, you can break your hand.
Yeah, you can fracture.
Our hands aren't really meant to punch, you know, and especially if you don't know how to correctly punch, you punch somebody, you're probably going to break your hand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just even holding a proper fist, what part of the fist to hit somebody with?
Well, real quick. I mean, what do I do?
Ideally,
well, just on this, I see boxer fractures like three or four times a week.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, obviously hitting the wrong way.
Yeah, they're hitting the wrong way. They're landing with the wrong knuckles, and they're... probably just not conditioned for it.
And it's usually adolescents, but I see a lot of adult males.
Yeah.
Usually they're punching.
So if I, so
into
making
a stud,
a fist, what, I mean, what's the proper way? I mean, just quickly.
Quickly. So. You're going to turn, make your fist, your thumb on the outside. You know, you'll see a lot of people put their thumb on the inside.
That sounds stupid.
It's a great way to break your thumb.
I've heard that when I was a kid. Like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's like holding the roll of quarters.
What the?
Exactly.
Thumb on the outside.
Lethal.
And you're going to want to turn your wrist just a little bit, and you want to try and land
so
with
how,
your
how do you
two
hold
middle
your
knuckles.
Thumb? Because I've punched with sparring gloves and almost ripped my thumb off.
Yeah, you want to tuck your thumb over your knuckles.
Okay.
So in height, and that's why you turn your wrist
so
over just a little bit.
Here to get
like this,
yeah.
People,
and you turn your wrist down a little bit. So when you land, the punch goes through your knuckles right down.
So you kind of absorb that impact as far back as you can.
Down your arm, yeah. If I land here, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If I land here, it's going to hurt. I want to try and land in the center of my middle two knuckles.
Yeah.
So it goes straight back, so it absorbs the punch.
Okay. And as far as the mechanics of throwing the punch, I mean.
Go learn.
Yeah, it's hard to say here. I'm guessing.
Go learn.
Okay.
I mean, in all this, if people go take like a 3-month course and you just do a 3-month boxing course, they're going to be so far ahead of most people.
It was crazy, like the simple things that I was like, man, like when we were going to your class for boxing,
right?
Like body position.
Yeah.
Like how hard that was for me to not just like open myself completely.
Someone
up.
Just got a text.
Sorry, that's probably me. No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I mean, even like, you know, stepping into punch, all that kind of stuff.
Just proper technique, proper form, you know, and how to move your feet, not crush your feet up so you don't get knocked off balance. I mean, when we teach kids boxing, that's, you know, it's boring, but we spend the first 3 weeks just on footwork, on how to move properly so you're always on balance, you're always in a position where you can be offensive and defensive at the same time.
So you got some dude coming at you doing this.
Yeah,
and you're nice and tight in there, and you're ahead. Okay,
and but for me, honestly, like I boxed first. I boxed longer than I've done anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last thing I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take you down. I'm gonna get on top of you, and I'm gonna either defuse the situation or I'm gonna put you to sleep.
Yeah.
And walk away.
Yeah,
you know.
And I don't watch half the MMA fights that you do, but it seems once that person loses balance, they're done.
Yeah,
usually. So,
all right. So, say you get it to the ground. What are just some one or two quick things you can do? You know, moves or whatever, jiu-jitsu wise or wrestling to sort of give you an edge. If you get to the ground, say you do a double leg and you get the dude on the ground, or you guys are kind of wrestling around and you're both down.
Right. If you get the guy to the ground and you're on top of him, you're in a great position, whether you're on full on top of him, which they call mount, mm-hmm. where you have your legs and your waist is on top of his torso, or you're in a crossbody or side control position, you're already ahead. You know, you're on top of him. He's got to try and push you off of him and then get up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the position you want to land in.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason you're the guy that gets taken down, or you know, you take him down and it's a weird scramble, you want to try and get him in your guard or your closed guard where your legs are wrapped around him.
Okay.
And you can control his posture. He can't stand up. He can't, you know, push your legs away. He can't get around your guard and start punching. It's a lot harder to punch somebody when they've got their legs wrapped around you and they can control your posture.
Right.
Okay. If they know what they're doing again.
So they can't sit up tall, that kind of thing. Right. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
I do too.
What are you? You over there texting your mom or something?
No, I'm just getting stuff ready. Okay.
Okay, I like it. Hey guys, real quick,
call me and see if I do it right.
This is good stuff, but let's take a break here for just a second because we have a brand new sponsor on the podcast, guys. Can you believe it, Cameron?
That's freaking awesome.
Epic Wipes, and we've talked about these guys before, but let me tell you a little bit more about them. Epic Wipes are 16 times larger than a standard wet wipe. Use two hands and get down to business of cleaning your body with efficiency and authority. Epic Wipes wants to make it easy for you to do the things you love without having to be the stinky kid in class when you're finished. Epic Wipes pouches are lightweight and packable, so you can take them anywhere. These towel-sized wet wipes are made from bamboo, which makes them 100% biodegradable and sustainable. And these guys are literally perfect for EDC, bug out bags, and any post-SHTF hygiene. Seriously, they are awesome.
Yeah.
Go to epicwipes.com and use our code CASUALPREPPERS for a discount on your purchase. We got a bunch of these a while ago.
I've used a few of them.
And I've absolutely loved them. Where's that sucker at right here? Show the camera what kind of packages they come in. They're perfect to like slip in the front of your bug out bag or your EDC kits, or throw like in your console and your car.
Yeah, I have two in my car, and any wipe that can clean throw up off my kid and off the seat.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
They're literally
and
like
I
a
had
towel.
Some despair.
Yeah. They're a towel. Like you can wipe your whole back with
they
them
are,
if
they're
you
massive.
Need to. So, yeah, seriously,
they
guys.
They smell delicious.
They do smell good, don't they? Go to epicwipes.com. Again, use our code CASUALPREPPERS. You'll get a discount, and they are freaking awesome. Thank you.
Way freaking awesome.
Way freaking awesome. So, man, I think we kind of got the basics of the self-defense. Is there anything else you want to add to the sort of basics of hand-to-hand?
Yeah, what about, so we? I didn't really, like, multiple aggressors.
Mm.
Like, what? What
run?
Yeah, son. Right.
Right.
But I mean, is jiu-jitsu, you guys also train with that too?
No.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are positions you'd want to get to where you get one of them down, you get on top of the other, you know, and then you can be looking around for other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big thing we talk about in the self-defense part is like, you're probably not going to want to try and armbar somebody. Because you get to a top position and then you go back for an armbar and maybe one of his buddies comes up and kicks you in the head or you know, something else. So, you know, there are certain situations or certain things that you're not going to do that you'd normally do if you're doing jiu-jitsu, you know. You're going to try and avoid being in certain positions, again, in case another person comes around. But, I mean, you know, a couple people, you're probably screwed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I
mean, hopefully you can, you know, take one of them out and to where the other ones don't want to mess with you. But I mean, two dudes against one, I mean,
that's pretty impossible, man.
Nobody's Jack Reacher.
No. I mean, there are certain guys that, like, I'm not me and you two, I'm not going to go try and fight them.
Yeah.
You know, so untrained versus trained is a big difference, but it seriously depends on the situation, you know?
Yeah. I think that's where your conditioning comes in. You know,
yeah.
Seriously, get out of there.
That's where your ass kissing skills come in.
Yeah. Well, you guys are good looking. I like the way your backpack looks. Cool.
Man, that's a sweet T-shirt.
I like that. You want this knife? You want this gun?
Yeah. You like my phone? Here, go get it.
My group's over there. You guys want like all my stuff? It's like it's over there. I got two survival caches hidden over here.
Seriously, my mom's hot. I ain't joking about it.
Joking.
Just doing anything you can to. Yeah. Okay.
I have a group of hot chicks. That's it.
You want one? You can have them all.
I'll trade them. If you don't even want to trade, I'll give them to you. Yeah. All of them. Just don't hurt me.
They're all pretty good. They're pretty good. Yeah. Cooked taters, good and stuff, too. I don't know.
No, you've gone too far.
Ain't gone too far. Don't talk about
you've taters. Got a different generation of woman in your group.
So I kind of want to now, we have a battle box to review. let's grab that battle box, because as we go through this, we can sort of talk about, so the battle box, their latest box is the self-defense box. And so that goes pretty good with what we're, geez, man. Holy mackerel.
Let me block.
Yeah, just block his face from the camera. So,
oh, dang it.
Gosh, sorry. Could we make any more noise?
Sorry.
You better be sorry.
He hits my mic stand 13 or 14 more times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I had all the space before you showed up.
He did, man. He was over there flailing and flopping the whole time.
Just laying down.
Yeah.
And anyway, my part's coming in.
There are some personal items, aside from guns, that you can use for self-defense. Right, Cameron?
There's a lot of things.
And this latest battle box has a bunch of those, and it's kind of, we can kind of go through those and get some ideas and maybe pick Homie's brain a little bit, or Chris's brain. I call him Homie.
I call him Homie.
Right.
Hey, where can the folks find you? Do you want them to find you on Instagram or anything? You don't want to. Okay.
Don't find me.
He doesn't. I could give you his Instagram handle. Don't find me. We don't want to.
Jerk.
Stupid jerk. Yeah. So let's go through some of these items and talk about them.
It was organized at one point, but these buttholes decided to go through my stuff.
Oh, gosh, that is so loud.
Let's start with this.
Okay. What is that, Cameron? That's a Cubaton.
Not a tactical pen.
No. But a tactical pen.
Is there one in there?
There's no tactical pen, unfortunately.
Well, I can't show you one.
Yeah. So that is a nice little, it's similar to a tactical pen that you can use for self-defense. If you've ever seen a Cubaton, it has a little loop, I guess, at the top, a little hook, and then it has a point. Mm-hmm. And you can use it to hit people with
it. Looks like an ice pick.
It kind of does, yeah.
Yep, Homie picked his teeth with it.
Multifunctional tool.
And I'm guessing that's something that's probably TSA friendly. You could probably take it on.
I don't know.
I'll bet you
is
could.
Is it 3 inches?
I don't know.
One.
My wife thinks this is 3 inches.
I've been over to get on the plane the whole time with mine. There's a whole bunch of different designs of these two, mm-hmm. but I like this one. This one's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got the cool little shirt clip on it.
Yeah, so you can just clip it on your shirt.
I'm going to wear it at work. Yeah. What is that? Nothing.
Let me grab a Cubaton and look at your lungs with it. You know, I don't know what you're doing. But anyways, lungs. You can use it as a non-lethal type weapon that it will inflict a lot of pain. Like, if you hit somebody in the ribs with that thing...
It seems lethal.
You'll puncture a lung.
It doesn't seem non-lethal. It seems lethal.
It is.
It's definitely a lung puncture.
Compared to a firearm, it is very non-lethal. So that's something to look at, something you can keep, just like a tactical pen that doesn't look like you're carrying a firearm or even a knife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That can give you the upper hand. I mean, you hit somebody in the temple with that thing, you're probably going to...
Dead.
You're going to knock
them instantly dead.
Yeah, so... Anyways, keep it down. Yeah.
Jeez, you're going for... Death here.
I don't know, man. If it's coming down to it, and there's a dude that's coming after me or my
family.
They're
coming after my group.
No way. I don't care. No, I care not.
No doubt.
Okay, what's next?
Pepper spray.
Yeah, so pepper spray is fantastic.
It's not pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
It's just like great.
Yeah. So, obviously non-lethal again, but very, very effective in avoiding any sort of
confrontations. So if you've watched any of those YouTube videos where the police force tests a bunch of different things on them, mm-hmm. on each other. Pepper spray is like one of the worst.
Yeah.
They all like complain that it's the worst thing to get sprayed with.
It's horrible.
Have you been sprayed with that?
I haven't, but I've just been around it. We had some kids at the boxing
I
gym
heard
that were
like you can feel it in your lungs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even
we had
some
kids that the cops convinced to let them test it on boxing gym way back in the day, and just being close to it, it was awful. I mean, the kids were crying.
Yeah.
These were 15-year-old kids, and they were crying. Although I think, man, if I'm mad, that's just gonna piss me off.
Oh, I know, but
I may not be able to see you, but it's gonna piss me off. You know,
it might give you time to get out of there, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's the lungs issue, like you can't breathe. That's the harder thing to get past.
So I think for women and stuff, I think it's fantastic to have on your key ring or in your purse or whatnot.
Counter it with milk. I heard that's like the best thing.
Yeah.
So just carry milk around.
We poured it all over him.
Nobody's stopping you, spray.
I got some milk in my EDC kit. Why you got that milk?
You just got to keep your woman pregnant.
What if I get pepper spray?
You have milk in the sprayer bottle?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Write that one down.
You can drink it.
Trademarked.
Okay.
Right there.
This one's
anti-pepper spray.
All right. So this one, the Viper Tech stun gun.
Stun gun. The thing is pretty freaking cool.
I
got shocked by that sucker a minute ago. I didn't get like fully tased, but like it.
How did it get you?
I was thinking I might have my finger up too high or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get your finger in the right spot. Yeah.
So this is obviously another great non-lethal lethal weapon. Do it. Oh man, just that sound.
God, that's loud.
That freaky man. So, gosh. So that one has like a little. It has really a flashlight. Scary.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice little. Yeah, it's nice, dude. So a taser. I mean, you could have that chilling in your car or something, and stuff goes down. Flash a taser. I'm gonna be deterred. You know what I mean? I'm not deterred. I'm deterred.
You talking about those asteroids again?
Yeah,
deterdids.
Deterdids. No, I'm deterred. Detoured. Yeah.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. If I hear that, zap them.
Well, I'm out of here. Yeah.
I'm doing that anyway.
You are, yeah.
Somebody gets out of the car, I'm out of there.
Yeah, you're out of there.
Not even going to. You're going to fight me, aren't you?
What else we got?
All right.
What else we got?
Keep it going.
I don't know what was in this.
That was the Cubaton.
It surely wasn't this.
No. Yeah, there's like a little. What is that? I don't even know what that little knife is.
Honestly, I don't either.
It's like a little. A knife that unfolds, and it's
so
like.
Chris thinks it's a.
Envelope opener.
Envelope opener, which could very well be.
Yeah. It's like a little butterfly knife. It's tiny, though. Yeah. Do this some flipping or whatever.
I'm going to start bleeding.
Just dripping blood all over everything. And obviously, that one's nice because it's tiny. Yeah, so the belt knife. That's the Ready Man belt knife. I actually think this is one of the coolest items in there.
Super quick, too.
Yeah. So it actually lays horizontal, like on your belt. It goes through the loops. Horizontal ways.
Yeah, cool.
And so that way, you don't see it, you don't feel it, and you can just reach around. You can do a reach around, grab it, and there it is.
That'd be nice just for when you're like camping and stuff.
No, it really would.
Your knife's not poking you in the hip.
Yeah. So if you hate like, you know, hip carry knives or your pocket knives, you can carry that on
those two loops there.
Yeah, the back of your belt goes right through. Very
cool.
That
is pretty dang cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it a lot.
Very cool.
What is this?
That's a nuck of some sort. So yeah, those, I don't know. I've never really gotten into those. But whatever.
So this is a rape alarm.
Yeah. So that's a keychain alarm that is freaking loud.
Did you push it?
Yeah. Well, you have to pull out the piece on the top. Once you pull it out, it goes. But
really
freaking crazy.
Yeah. So
homies over there making a lot of noise.
Yeah, you are.
Everybody's like,
I hate candy over there.
I hate this podcast.
I wanted to check out the nook.
There's so much static and crunching.
Yeah. Next is the neck knife. It's a neck knife. But it's like a punch dagger. Pull that thing out. Pull it.
Oh. Yeah, I was just looking at though. Like, that was one of the little items they put on.
Yeah.
That is freaking, that's mean.
That's mean.
That poked somebody.
Yeah, you would.
Now that would go through TSA.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Sir, you're going to have to mail that home.
No, it wouldn't.
It's a boat.
Yeah, what else we got? What else we got? Moving along.
Oh, what else do we got?
What else we got? Move along.
I'm trying to go through this. I've only gone through this zero times.
Just grab the next thing.
There's nothing in there.
We'll grab the karambit.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a bottle opener on it, too.
Bottle opener?
Yeah.
All you beer drinkers?
Yeah.
All you beer drinkers out there, the Nook has a bottle opener.
This thing, I think, acts as a bottle opener, too. A lot of drunks out there.
Oh, it does, yeah. That's what it is.
A lot of drinkers.
So, the knife of the month is the karambit battle tack knife. As far as karambits go, it's really, really cool. It's a nice self-defense knife. I've just never really been into them that much.
I haven't either.
This one
is really nice, though.
Yeah, it's like well made,
said.
Well
it's
built.
Cool. It locks the blade in place.
Yeah,
that is kind of
cool.
That
locks it in because
that's just nice.
Well, isn't that a good?
Then you won't get yourself hurt when you're punching people.
Yeah, punching, slashing, whatnot. Won't
worry
about it.
Let's make my fingers safe now. Let's gouge your eyes out.
Yeah, so obviously a karambit's a great self-defense knife, but. I'm just not that into them, but they're cool. I mean, it's a good knife.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? Is that it? Was that all of it?
That's all.
That was all of it. Right? So that was Battle Box mission, whatever that was. What mission was that? Do you remember?
This is mission 32.
Mission 32. Battle Box mission 32, self-defense. Very cool.
It's awesome. They covered just a lot of areas.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, multiple things for different people.
I wish they would have had a tactical pen. That's the only thing I wish they would have put in there.
That is kind of surprising. They didn't put that in there.
You know, even a tactical flashlight is something you can use for self-defense. A lot of them have, like, the strobe features and stuff.
Right.
I really don't know how effective that is, but that's what they're there for. You strobe somebody in
the
dark.
We've had a lot of those devices in other boxes.
Yes.
It's interesting they didn't have it also in this
box. Yeah, it is kind of weird. But anyways, great box. Well done.
Yeah, really well done.
The only other thing we haven't really talked about, you know, obviously, is knives and guns, you know, as far as self-defense goes. I mean, you know, if you're always carrying your EDC, which is usually a knife, you're going to have a great self-defense weapon on you. And really, you know, if you flash a knife, most likely somebody's going to say, all right, I don't want to fight.
I don't want to get cut up.
No. I mean, it's horrible, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to get your fists and your arms and crap all cut up.
Not this face.
But, you know, you have to understand how to use it. Yeah, you don't want that face.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Make sure you understand how to use it.
What?
Like a Matt Damon lookalike.
Yeah, and then the guns, obviously, guns. Guns are great for self-defense. You know, just make sure you understand the laws in your state. You have your concealed carry. We're just not going to go over it that much because, I mean, it's gone over a million times. Yeah.
Whole thingy to go there.
Yeah.
And now's not the time.
Now's not the time because we're just not talking about it right now.
No. Hey, real quick, I want to talk about survival boxes.
I do, too.
We love them.
I want to hear you talk about it.
I will. So, survival box, the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next door outdoor adventure. There's three different boxes to choose from. So, sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime, and use promo code CASUAL. Preppers.
Yes, we love our survival boxes.
Seriously.
Can't get enough of them.
We really can't.
I wish
you guys would send way more.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody.
Send us like three or four of them at a time, survival boxes.
Yeah.
We like them
so
much.
So easy to just get your food storage in order.
It is.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, boom.
Yeah, there it
survival
is.
Survival box.
Right there.
And I got a little gear if I wanted that too.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
Check them out. Survivalbox.com.
Mm-hmm. So, we actually got a brand new subscription box that we've never had before.
This one's going to be tricky to hold.
Yeah. So, this one is called Barrel and Blade. I think they're relatively new. I'm not 100% sure. Again, he's in the way.
That wasn't me. That was him moving.
So, you can check these guys out at barrelandblade.com. And so, the boxes, they have two different levels. They have a level one and a level two. Level one is $49.99, and level two is $99.99. So, this box was pretty cool. I was actually pretty impressed. Some of the items I wasn't 100% sure with until I started playing with them a little bit, and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. So, do you want to pull out that card, Cameron?
I was trying to find it earlier, but...
It's a little card. Access.
This one? No.
No, that's not the one.
Sorry about that.
Well, while Cameron figures that out, we'll start talking about some of these products that we have
in
here.
I didn't see it in here, man.
It's in there, I promise. I saw it. So this one had some really cool stuff for your vehicle, actually. It had this T2 Stat Gear Auto Rescue Tool, stainless steel knife, stainless steel belt cutter, oxygen wrench, and pocket clip, and it has a flathead screwdriver, too. Really cool little product you can see here. Blade assist coming out. Really cool. You can just put it up on your visor, and you can cut yourself out of a bad spot if you need to. Did you find it?
No Phillips.
Never found it. It doesn't have a Phillips. He has the belt cutter here, and it has the knife with the partially serrated blade. Kind of a cool little product. I like it. But that's cool. What do you think, Cam? What else you got in there?
I wish I had that card.
That's all right. Keep going.
A little bit cleaner.
That's all right. Keep going.
So we'll show this big bad boy first.
Yeah.
So this is the Gray Man Tactical. Well, this is from Gray Man Tactical. Sorry about that. So a rigid insert panel.
Yeah.
So
basically what that does, this comes with straps as well. You strap it around like the back of your seat in your vehicle, and you can attach like any sort of MOLLE gear to it. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to put this
on the back kind of idea of
my flip-down bench seat.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Because I was going to put mounts back there for, like, my hatchet and stuff.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Boom.
Yep.
I'm going to use this back.
It also came with a, what is this here? The paracord keychain, fire starter, nice little paracord keychain. It's hard to have enough of those. And then it also came with a cool little Molly first aid kit.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And I poked my finger really bad.
You did. There's tweezers in it. The first aid kit's actually kind of cool.
It's actually pretty
has some peroxide in there. Lots of good stuff, actually.
Yep.
I think I'm going to steal that. I need it.
Valuable.
Yeah.
Muy valuable.
And then it comes with the nice straps and everything to strap everything around the seat. So, very cool. Check them out at barrelandblade.com. And
pretty unique stuff. Like, this is a lot of stuff I haven't seen, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's kind of new stuff, yeah.
Because you're casual.
Oh, yeah. There's another.
This thing, yeah.
Yeah, escape tool. So, it has like a window breaker. What else does it have? Yeah, it's a cool little tool. Cool tool,
carbide
man.
Carbide tip to punch out windows.
Yeah, winders.
And an visor mount, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I can put that in your car.
Yeah, so check them out, barrelandblade.com. Go follow them on Instagram.
Some sweet stuff.
Yeah, they have a cool Instagram account, fun to watch. But anyways, yeah, really cool stuff, so check them out.
Yeah, I like that.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, so since we're talking about self-defense and getting your faces pounded in. Sorry about that. We're just going to talk about facial trauma and concussions. So, Homer Chris, you've seen some facial trauma.
Yes.
How do you usually manage, like, the, you know, MMA? You kept asking
you've
me for the longest time to get, or for a million, what am I saying? For a million times, 400, you asked me a million times for clot stop, you know, for quick clot.
Yes.
Was that for fighting?
That was for cornering the fighters, yeah.
Yeah, so.
For that and, like, adrenaline.
So how do you manage some of the simple wounds in fighting?
In fighting, you don't have a lot of time, so.
Like, what do you guys do?
You know, if we can get our hands on the quick clot or the adrenaline 1-1000, that helps stop the bleeding. And then, you know, obviously, we don't take a lot with us. We can Vaseline, you know.
Yeah.
And that's pretty
so
much
just it. On the fly stuff is why,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Those guys are used to doing that. You know, like major facial trauma, you just get, you know, somebody in your group gets their face just pounded in. So obviously, first thing is an airway. You want to make sure
they can breathe.
You know, if they're laying on their back and you're just watching them, mm-hmm. you know, they're all that bleeding's got to go somewhere, and it goes down their throat from their nose, from their mouth. So, I mean, hoping that their spine's stable, you know, mm-hmm. roll them on their side, just like if they were, you know, having a seizure and you just don't want them to choke on their bodily fluids.
Mm.
So it's kind of the first thing you want to do is, you know, suctioning is what they do in trauma, but sometimes you have to use your fingers, you know, to pull all that crap out, mucus and clots and stuff.
Duh.
So yeah, pretty disgusting. But somebody that has a lot of facial trauma is going to bleed. Controlling that bleeding, you know, quick stuff, like Chris was saying, you know, if you have some quick clot, you can kind of control some of that and get it to clot up on the surface. Vaseline kind of slows down some of the trickling bleeding if you're trying to get out of there and mm-hmm. start running in your eyeballs and stuff like that. But, you know, lots of pressure. The face has tons of blood supply, so you're not going to compromise blood flow in any way, really. Mm. As for one thing that's kind of important is, you know, you have this person. Obviously, you're going to close some of those with sutures when you have a chance, but, you know, manage their airway, make sure they're breathing. And once they're, you know, coming to, control the bleeding. And then, you know, get them sutured up to stop that bleeding. But as for whether or not to use antibiotics, here's some just kind of quick things. Bite wounds. Somebody takes a big old bite out of your face.
Yeah.
Your nose. And that happens. Your ear that needs to be treated with antibiotics.
Yeah. Who
honestly, a human bite is Mike the Tyson worst bite.
Was he? Right. Did he bite Holyfield?
Yeah, he ripped his ear off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet he had to get antibiotics.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, like human bites are the most complicated to deal with. Wounds that have evidence of devascularization, ones that are kind of, you can tell they're dead. The blood supply is not there.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to get infected. Other things is through and through, like lip bite, you know. Mm-hmm. You punch
through the lip or something.
Through and
like
through.
That.
That needs to be, yeah. You really should get them on antibiotics and close it, yeah. Other things is cartilage. If cartilage is showing in the nose or the ear, you need to get them on antibiotics for that. Oh. It's just a perfect way for infection to get in there. It's kind of like a little fast track. So,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, grossly contaminated wounds, you know, get knocked out and rub your face, or you know, you're lying dead in your own turd.
Yeah,
you won't clean that up.
Face falls in the toilet or something. The yeah, urinal
knocks you out. And pees on you.
If you get the toilet lid smashed on your head a couple of times,
yeah,
you're gonna get antibiotics going. And then open fractures. You see bone, or you expect, or see a piece of bone or something. That's obviously got to be on antibiotics. So those, I mean, I'm not a trauma specialist. I don't deal a lot with trauma, but there's a ton to it, you know, orbital fractures and things like that. But your most important step is to make sure they're breathing, control the bleeding. And then, you know, if they're conscious and everything, look for those things to start them on antibiotics and hope the best,
man. Yeah. That's why I think avoiding is going to, especially in any sort of SHTF scenario. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're literally going to beat you to death. They don't have any reason not to.
Yeah, avoid it at all costs. People are dicks. I mean, that's what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah.
God.
There's a bunch of, never mind. The Walking Dead, what's the name of the bat?
Lucille or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to do that to you.
Yeah, they will.
They'll kill you dead.
Yep. So, all right, well, that's it, guys. That's the whole shebang today. We'd like to thank Homie for coming on and learning us on stuff. And I think we're going to convince him to do a video with us for the YouTube channel, just on some of these basic things that we talked about. Because sometimes it's hard to describe it over, you know, just audio.
It
so
is.
We're going to have him beat the crap out of Cameron. We're going to do it. Maybe next week or something,
I want to avoid this.
It's just going to be videos of Cameron running away in different scenarios. That's all it's going to be.
Preparation camp.
Just in the desert, down the highway.
Just running everywhere.
He's running everywhere. Number one.
All right, guys. Thank you. And you got anything else, Cameron?
I don't.
You got anything else, homie?
Don't start fights.
All right. See you later, guys.